Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and today we're going to talk about four letters, GDPR.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That has affected a lot of companies out there, especially, obviously, software companies. And I think it really is all about privacy. And the reason we're talking about it is we just think it's interesting, not necessarily GDPR as a whole, but the fact that we have such a privacy-conscious legislative bodies like in Europe that sort of have been pushing GDPR. And it's really interesting to hear a lot of the theories out there as to why and all that. But at the end of the day, it has to do with privacy and all of ours privacy, basically.
Yeah, I think there's this like growing. So to zoom maybe at the start at the kind of the high level view and then zoom into like the specifics of how do you deal with this as a startup, right? Especially when you have less resources to deal with some of these things. But on a very high level, I think that there are kind of very big debates and a lot of like political shifts going on around the world when it comes to how do we deal with privacy in a world, you know, where software companies can capture so much information about the individual users and customers and can keep that information indefinitely and can potentially use that information in all kinds of interesting ways. How do we protect consumers and customers from their information being misused in some way or their information being not within their control in a sense of like they've used a service 10 years ago and that company still keeps their data around and potentially uses that data or sells the data or whatever the hell they do with it. So there's a lot of like concerns around privacy and software, I think, going on politically. Europe is usually a very hyper-conservative kind of a political sphere in the world, especially when it comes to privacy and data and information. A lot of that, from my perspective, comes from Germany's place in Europe. And Germany being a nation that is hyper sensitive when it comes to privacy because of their history, and so there's a lot of stuff going on politically of like many big nations. But also interestingly, on top of that is, you know, even as a software business in the U.S., where you have nothing in quotes to do with Europe and European legislation and laws, because we live in such a